Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Words That Work. This is a show for marketing managers, marketing executives, and business owners who are seeking to promote their businesses smarter, faster, and better online. My name is Jean Grunert, and I'm the president of Seven Oaks Consulting, a content marketing and writing services firm. I've been a marketer for a little over 25 years, as well as a freelance writer. And today's world of content marketing is really a blend of everything that I love and that I'm passionate about. And I help brands all over, in business-to-business and business-to-consumer brands, build customer loyalty, acquire customers, and retain customers through terrific online content. I'm really glad that you're here with us today. Words That Work is my weekly podcast about all things marketing related. We really focus on content marketing, direct, and internet marketing, and I hope that the show brings you some tips and advice and information that you can use in your job to do a better job about promoting your business. Now, today's show, we're going to talk about a picture is worth a thousand words, visual content marketing trends. Visual content marketing is really hot right now, and there's a good reason for that. I think, you know, we're seeing the shrinking of attention span a lot online. In one way, it's shrinking, and another way, it's growing. And it's sort of an interesting balancing mix to me. So many people now are using their smartphones, their tablets, and handheld devices to access the internet, and they don't have a lot of patience with scrolling through longer content. However, those that do like longer content are accessing it through their laptops, their desktops, and what have you, and those folks want long-form content. So what I'm seeing right now in the world of content marketing is instead of that sort of middle-of-the-road 500 to 1,000-word article, keyword-rich, keywords at the top, yada, 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 which we've done for the last maybe 4 years all over the place, I'm seeing now a split with either very long-form content of over 1,000 words and up or very short-form content, 300 words or less, or pictures only. It's a really interesting change to me, and I think that trend's going to continue for 2015. Last week, we talked about search engine optimization with your content and three things that you can do immediately to boost your visibility online for your website. Today, I'm going to talk about pictures because I think in terms of short-form content, I think that pictures have a lot more potential to be shared, to be pinned in Pinterest, which is a very big, popular social media website. And in general, if a picture can convey your brand identity and your story with just a glance, you've done a great job of promoting your brand. So we're going to talk today about pictures. Now, let's take a look, you know, first of all, when I say pictures, I don't just mean photographs online. When you do visual content marketing, there are a lot of different ways to tell your stories. Of course, pictures are one way to do it, and you've all seen images with websites. I mean, they're just everywhere right now. When you use pictures online, the best way to do that is to take your own photographs. They don't need to be, you know, professional, glossy, stock kind of images. But when you use your own images, you can be assured of several things. First of all, your own pictures are yours legally to use in whatever way you choose. And so you're legally free and clear to use them on whatever website you would like to share them with. The second thing is that you can control exactly what the content is of those pictures, and you can create whatever image is that you want with your pictures. Let's say that you run a website devoted to your antique store. Well, your pictures that you're going to take obviously are of your antiques, but you can set up shots with very creative, maybe still lifes, arranging some objects together. You can make them all sepia-toned. You can basically build your brand image by taking your own pictures. I highly recommend it. If you have even just a camera on your phone, it works just fine, and you can learn a lot about taking your own pictures through a great website, which I like, called Click It Up a Notch. I like to visit that site frequently. I'm an amateur photographer. I've had a few things published in calendars and some magazine stories and stuff, and I love taking pictures. And so I try and take as many of my own images as I can. Now, if I can't take my own pictures, I do license stock photography. In the blurb that opened up the show that's on Blog Talk Radio, I talk about legally sharing pictures and legally acquiring pictures to use for your marketing. Now, I am not an attorney or a copyright expert by any means, but I do know enough about it to know that pictures must be licensed properly. A legal license for an image gives you the conditions under which you may use the photographer's picture. You can find some to license at no cost through morgfile.com. I'm a contributor to that site. I have about 140 pictures that I uploaded there with the anticipation that folks are going to take them and use them in whatever way they like, and I'm okay with that for those pictures, not for all of my pictures, but for those. Morgfile's a great place to look for images. Read the license, and when in doubt, contact the photographer and ask if it's okay if you use their pictures. There are many other methods of acquiring pictures that way. You can license stock photography through a paid service. Just be careful to retain a copy of the license, and if you're unsure about how to use the pictures, contact them. I had a question, used deposit photo for some of my licensed stock photography, and I wasn't sure if it was okay to use it on Pinterest. So I just contacted their customer service department. I explained how I would like to use the picture, and I got in writing their permission. They said, yes, you may use it. Just do this. Put the, you know, the photographer's information on the picture and where you licensed it from. Done. I did that. I have on file the legal information from the company. I should be all set. And just keep in mind that pictures are best if they support your brand image. When you're to content marketing, you want your pictures to tell a story. That story can be forward-thinking, it can be creative, it can be edgy, it can be soft and reassuring. Whatever your story is, make sure that your images support that story. Another type of visual content marketing that I think we're going to see a lot more of this year are infographics. Infographics are pictures that tell a story about information or data. You may have seen charts. Those are a form of infographic. But another way that companies are using them is to present statistics that underscore a longer article or tell a story. I was looking at one the other day. It was like the 10 best social media facts that will put you back, you know, will make you say, wow. And it had 10 different illustrations with the figures and the stats called out. It was a great graphic. It was easy to share. It was easy to see at a glance what it was telling. And it was really good figures that I was using for a report that I was writing. So you can use infographics to tell a story. There are some websites that help you create infographics. I have them shared on the Words That Work blog. There's an article I linked to that has some great resources. To find my blog, you can go to Seven Oaks Consulting, SevenOaksConsulting.com, and there's a link at the top of my page to the blog. Go there, today's date, January 12th, and you can find the link that will bring you to places where you can make your own infographics. Good stuff there. And I really like the idea of infographics, and I recommend them, particularly for business-to-business content marketing. I think that information is very powerful to business owners and managers, and the more you can use statistics to tell your story, the better. The more factual it is for B2B content marketing, the better. The next type of picture that can really help your content marketing are memes. Now, memes, which is spelled M-E-M-E-S, are funny pictures or illustrations that have a saying on them. And you've probably seen them shared around on Facebook or other social media sites. There's that one that's got a crown that says, keep calm and people put in whatever it is they want to promote, you know, keep calm and garden on or whatever it is. That's an example of a meme. There's a baby raising his fist, you know, and that one is often used for funny slogans. And then the Tyrannosaurus Rex with his finger claw. Is it a finger or a claw? I guess it's a claw up to his face, and he's sort of pondering. That's another example. Memes are funny, short, witty slogans that can help you add to your brand story. They don't work for every type of company or content. But again, when they're done right, they tend to be very viral, meaning they're shared easily and quickly across social media. And you can learn more about that, again, in that article that I have posted on our blog today. It's got also some links to sites where you can actually create memes. Again, you can also take your own photos, and if they're funny, you know, add a slogan to it, add a saying to it. See if it picks up, see if it gets shared. If it's your own photo, do whatever you want with it. If you took it, it's yours. Have fun with it. The last type of content marketing that I'm seeing really powerfully build brands and help people acquire customers are videos. Now, videos are a really deep and rich way of sharing content online. I was looking at one yesterday about owls, the bird, an owl. I think I was looking just for information about owls, and I was curious about them for a few reasons. We've got a lot here on our farm, Seven Oaks, and I really like them. There's something about them I find really appealing. And so I was looking, hunting around for some information on them, and I stumbled across one of the best content marketing pieces I've ever seen. It was put together by a bird sanctuary, and it was a video about owls. It was about 3 minutes long. And it was giving you just basic facts about how they eat and how they sleep and where their eyes are and why their faces are shaped they are. But it was funny as heck because the narration and the pictures, the videos that were accompanying it, were so witty and humorous that I was just laughing. But the laughter really helped me remember the facts about the owls. And I think that the more you can make your videos stand apart in that way, not necessarily by humor, but by sort of breaking out of the mold of whatever your industry is in, the better they are. Now, I have seen videos from a company selling hoses and belts for cars that were excellent. They were very factual. It was a guy sitting behind his counter at his store, and he was showing you how to measure a belt for your car. Now, you might not think that that's too exciting, and he wasn't trying to be funny or exciting, but it was really informative and helpful to me as I was going out to buy something for my car. The same goes for an auto repair shop that I saw make a content video to show you how to find the battery in a Buick LeSabre. Now, you might not think that would be a hard thing, and until I had to find the battery in my father-in-law's car, I didn't think so either. But darn it, if Buick didn't hide the battery under the back seat. Now, who would have thought a car battery would be under the back seat? I didn't. I'm looking under the hood. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find this battery, and I'm thinking, holy cow, I got to change the battery. I can't find this thing. This car's sitting here dead in my garage. Where do I go? Well, sure enough, there was a YouTube video from an auto mechanic shop, and he was showing you how to actually correctly pull out the back seat, which was easier than you thought, to access the battery. It was brilliant. That's the kind of content marketing that I as a consumer really appreciate. Now, these guys, the guy that was selling the belts for cars and the guy that had the auto repair shop, it was clear that they had made those videos themselves. They did a really good job, but you could tell they were homemade. I personally don't have a problem with homemade videos. I think that as a small company, you have limited resources, and as long as they are neat and clean looking without a lot of distractions in them or a lot of, you know, stops and starts or really, you know, clearly amateurish stuff, I think they're good and they're fine. And I think these guys did a great job. The owl video, the one from the bird sanctuary, it looked like professional footage. It looked like somebody had known what they were doing when they were taking the footage. It was clear, though, that the footage had been taken at the owl sanctuary. It wasn't stock footage cobbled together. I think that you can do a great job on your own with videos. The trick is to keep them short and to optimize them for search engines. Right now, YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world after Google, and surprise, surprise, Google owns YouTube, too. When you create your YouTube channel, make sure that you tag your videos with the appropriate keywords that reflect the content, and that will help you get a lot of search engine traffic because videos are great as a search engine tool. The same goes for images on Pinterest, by the way, and just images in general when you upload them to your website. Always name your pictures with a descriptive title that is also keyword rich. The reason is that when people search online for images, if they just want to look at something, or even if they just search by keyword, if they see an eye-catching image pop up, they're more likely to click. On Pinterest, I find that a good Pinterest image will drive plenty of traffic to a blog post, whereas a mediocre one doesn't really have much of an effect. I have found, by the way, that images that are tagged appropriately do show up well in search engines. For example, we were gardening last year, and my husband accidentally got bitten by a caterpillar. Now, you don't think caterpillars bite, but he actually just brushed against a shrub, and suddenly he felt like he'd been stung by a bee. And we looked on the shrub, and we found the insect, and we had never seen it before. And we knew a friend of ours who lives locally, her son got stung by an insect when he was weeding her garden, and he ended up in the hospital from it. So we quickly ran upstairs and started searching online, and thankfully there were a lot of photographs of insects, and we could match the photos of the insects to the appropriate beast that had stung him. We learned it was, you know, no more dangerous than a bee sting if you're not allergic. But the bottom line is that by tagging those pictures, we were able to match our search query to the pictures quickly and then click on the links to the articles and go to some great websites that explain to us what this creature was, how to take care of a sting, and what to look for. Now, that's a good example of using group pictures well for content marketing. We had looked at the image. It led us to a website. Some of those websites were commercial. Some were not. That's okay. It got us to the destination, which was the web page. And when you're using pictures to drive traffic to a website, that's what you want. They got extra eyeballs on the page. So it really is a great way to boost traffic to your website and to help visitors find useful and informative content. So don't forget that when you use pictures, do tag them with a title that has descriptive phrases with keywords. Make sure that you've tagged them when you're doing the upload of any graphic content to your website. That means some of the blog tools or website tools, like WordPress, for example, has fields where you can actually tag stuff with your pictures. It's very useful to do that. Same goes for videos. YouTube is so popular right now, I would suggest using it as a channel, but then embed the videos on your own website. You made it, you own it, you use it. Embed them. Get the code, put it on your website, show it on your website, share the links out, and, you know, make it so that it's easy for people to find. Lastly, learn more about how to manipulate images and size them correctly. Some websites have images that are so fat and heavy with data that they take forever to load. And nowadays, people do not want to sit and wait for a website to load. Always make your images optimized for the web. If you're going to use them from your own camera, make the size appropriate to web use. That means a lower image resolution or lower file size so that it loads quickly. If you're not sure, test it. Put it up on your website, test it. Ask a friend to test it on a handheld device, or use a website that lets you see how it looks on different devices. This way you can tell how well it will do on various customer devices. That wraps up today my little talk on A Picture is Worth a Thousand Words, Visual Content Marketing Trends. If you have any further questions, you can visit my blog, Words That Work. It is at sevenoaksconsulting.com, SEVENOAKS consulting.com. My name is Jean Grunert. I am the president of Seven Oaks Consulting. I'm a content marketing writer and a marketing consultant, and I also teach marketing seminars on content marketing, direct marketing, and internet marketing. Visit my website, sevenoaksconsulting.com, and you can learn more about my services. I'm the author of the book called Pricing Your Services, 21 Tips for More Profit. And there's a new book coming out this year called Social Networking for Bloggers. I think you'll enjoy them. Those books are available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Smashwords, anywhere where fine books are sold. If you have any questions for me, or you would like to ask about content marketing services, direct marketing, or internet marketing services for your company, do visit sevenoaksconsulting.com and fill out a contact form. I'd be happy to get back in touch with you. Thanks for listening. Next week, we are going to talk about using business-to-business content marketing for customer acquisition. That should be great if you're a B2B marketer. I think you'll enjoy it. Thanks a lot, and have a great day. This is Jean Grunert for Words That Work.